This is the Speaker Scoop, a behind-the-scenes podcast with Washington House Speaker Lori Jenkins. Speaker Jenkins, what's on your mind this week?
You know, we're taping the podcast today on what is called opposite House policy cutoff. So all the policy bills from the Senate that have come over to the House have to have been heard and have to have moved out of their committee by the end of the day today. I think we've only had four, most committees have had no more than four meetings to hear all these bills and to pass them, which is less time than we had to hear and pass our own. And the Senate is experiencing the same thing. But it really is a time where everybody has to really prioritize the most important things that they want to move out of committee and get it done. There's very little room for cushion or mistake in doing that. So that creates a fairly high-pressure environment today. I'm also very excited because we heard the millionaire tax on Tuesday in committee, and the Finance Committee had a really robust hearing. Unfortunately, it's unclear how many people really signed in for it because we had a lot of duplicates and importation of names of people that didn't actually sign in to testify. It's just a very odd situation. But the hearing itself was very good and robust in highlighting issues around this. The committee is now working on their amendments, and I think we'll move it out of committee on Friday, and it'll be an updated bill. So this is like such a great example of how at every stop along the way, our goal is to perfect a bill, is to improve it and make sure it's representing the broad diversity of opinions around the bill, at least within our caucus. And I think that the bill that'll come out of the Finance Committee will do that, and then we'll get another chance to do that before the bill moves to the floor. And then the last thing that we've been working on is the budgets. Both the House operating transportation and capital budgets came out on Sunday, as did the Senate budgets. In terms of the operating budgets, and this is true actually for all three of them, I think it would probably be fair to say that there aren't many differences in values that are represented in these budgets, but sometimes you'll see a topic area where the Senate handles the topic area in a different way than the House does. They're both trying to handle it. It's interesting. One of those areas right now between the House and the Senate is in the long-term care arena. The Senate made some assumptions and handled expansion or retention of long-term care services in a certain way. In the House, we presumed that the Apple Health Program, our investments in the Apple Health Program, would cover many of those same people. So part of the idea of us both passing our own budgets is to show that we have the support for them in each of the houses and to empower our budget writers to go negotiate with each other. But also then in those negotiations, as we see where we have differences, we're able to understand how those differences are driven, and then our negotiators can figure out how to come together, especially when we have these almost 100% of the areas where we have common values represented. It's just different ways of handling things. People get very, very worried about what's in one budget or the other, and it's worthwhile to worry about that. But I think it's always good to think about, well, what's the value that's being represented in each of the budgets on a particular topic? And when we have a common value that's represented, there's a much higher likelihood that we just need to figure out where our common ground is and move. Where we're in totally different spots, that's a time when we'll have to choose one or the other. That's somewhat rare. And actually, almost every year that I've been speaker, our budget teams have talked more and more as they're developing their own budget, so we don't have too many really wide differences between us. And that's been really great to have such good budget teams on both the House and the Senate side doing that work.
Washington House Speaker Lori Jenkins, we'll catch up with you again next week.
Thanks, Jen.